Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny and very troubled planet. As usual, we are fortunate to have the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips, and we turn to him now. Hey, Chris, welcome back. What's in store this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. For this week, stargazers, look out for Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in the south before dawn. And also, don't forget that Venus can still be seen in the western sky during sunset. The moon this week is passing its last quarter phase, and so skies will get darker as the week goes on.
Now, there's a bright spot again during the pandemic. Apparently, you've got some more local fruitful research happening on Hawaii Island.
Indeed. Spectacular images of Jupiter have been obtained by the Gemini North Observatory on Mauna Kea. These images were captured using an instrument called NIRI, or the Near Infrared Imager. And the high-resolution images show features that would normally be invisible to us, as they are obscured in the visible spectrum by Jupiter's dense clouds. These incredible images reveal the turbulent nature of the forces that drive Jupiter's weather and give us a glimpse into the inner workings of this giant of the solar system.
And explain to us how these images relate and connect to the weather on Jupiter.
Well, weather is driven by heat on all planets. Here on the Earth, solar radiation warms the Earth's crust, resulting in changes in air temperatures, pressures, and density, and that creates our weather. It's no different on the outer planets, except that the Sun is not the driving force. The heat that drives their weather is internal. It comes from within.
So that's why seeing it in infrared is so important. And as for the origins of the heat itself?
Well, as I said, the heat is internal. You see, Jupiter is contracting ever so slowly at about 2 centimeters per year. And this gravitational contraction releases vast amounts of energy that drive the internal heat mechanisms.
And back to the infrared. And so using that kind of technology, we can also, in a way, kind of get an idea about what's driving weather on other planets, too.
Exactly. Yeah, it's key to understanding the weather. And it gives us a glimpse at the hidden mechanisms beneath those thick clouds that we see on gas giant worlds. And in a way, I guess we can become astrometeorologists.
And get a little bit more closely connected to our solar system. With you, Christopher Phillips. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer, which you can find at hawaiipublicradio.org.